This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want, as always, here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content you see there. So everything, those numbered items you see on the front page of the site, those numbers are votes. And our listeners, meaning you, have gone and voted, or maybe you haven't yet done so. You should try it out. It's all completely free at freetalklive.com. But basically, you're voting on show prep suggestions made by other listeners. You can make suggestions as well. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep, and then it'll be voted on. And the most voted up, make it to the front page in the top of the site. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Now, we'd invited David to hang on the line from last hour. He unfortunately dropped off the line. I don't know if it was a bad cell phone or something like that. If that's the case, if it's a technical difficulty, you are welcome to call back. Normally, we have a one call per night rule. But if there's some sort of problem that takes you off the line, then please call back. You were invited to stay. We'd like to have you back because David was the first person in 2 hours. We do a 3-hour show every night of the week. We started the show out tonight with a news story from Huffington Post about how a federal judge has overturned the National Defense Authorization Act, at least the portion of it that authorizes indefinite detentions. And in response, the House of Representatives basically shot back that they still want this indefinite detention. They think that there should be no trials, no public trials for people who are detained as so-called suspected terrorists. And that includes people who are detained for suspected terrorism here in the so-called United
American
States.
American citizens. And you know, was it David you said?
David. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said that, and David sort of spouted some of the stuff that I think that most people think when they think of this is that, well, it can't happen to United States citizens on U.S. soil.
Oops, you're wrong.
And first off, you know, it's not like I spent my whole life on U.S. soil, so I don't really like that idea. And secondly, no, it doesn't say that at all. It says that they can pick up anybody and take them off to Gitmo.
That's right.
And interrogate them using enhanced interrogation techniques if that's what they want to do.
And they don't have to bring you to a public trial, and you've got indefinite detention, which means you could be held forever. So, just so you know, that's what the National Defense Authorization Act was all about. I'm sorry you were unaware of that, but this is the thing. People don't pay attention. When a lot of people like David, when something happens that authorizes tyranny abroad, when the U.S. government authorizes itself to just snatch up anybody they want outside of the U.S., oh, it's like no big deal. Ho-hum. Oh, well, that's fine. If it protects us here, then you can just destroy the rights of anybody around the world. But just make sure you protect our rights here. But if you don't stand up for the rights of people around the world, then who's going to be there to stand up for your rights? Because they've now taken those away, too. They've destroyed habeas corpus here in this country. It's gone. And the reason why I wanted David to stay on, because he's the only guy who's called in tonight. I was begging for people, someone like David, to call this show earlier tonight. If he finally called in 2 hours later, maybe he was hearing our first hour on delay where he was. I'm not sure.
That happens.
That's certainly a possibility. But, there are people like David out there, and they're very scary. They're very scary because they support the idea. Because when we asked him,
well, what it is it's a blind belief that your government is going to do the right thing.
That they can do no wrong.
He was concerned about the identities of CIA officers and I guess right. SEAL Team 6 members and things like that. And you know, I mean, I understand these people have families and that kind of thing. But if you take a look, just take a look at what the CIA has done around the world in the 20th century, and you will see there's just a wasteland that this organization has laid to the world.
What are they doing for you? For me?
They're certainly protecting the United States' interest. But I'll tell you, you aren't the United States' interest. You are the United States' serf. All you are good for is working hard so that they can take somewhere around 50% of your wages, whether it's in federal, state, or municipal taxes,
mm-hmm.
and stifling your productivity through these regulations that they have, telling you, you know, arbitrarily how you can do business. That's all it's about.
You know, Mark,
you are a wage slave.
One of the questions I'd wanted to ask David, and I'm going to now ask the ether, ask everybody, I suppose, is if you support indefinite detention for suspected terrorism, And if your reason for it is similar to David's, like, well, the CIA, we've got to protect our boys that are over there helping, and they're taking people and putting them in cells. We've got to protect them. They can't be showing up at a trial and revealing who they are and revealing secrets and information. So if that's your position, does that also, since let's take that logically now, and let's apply it to the war on drugs. I'd like to give you an example. There's a guy here in New Hampshire who's named Weta Claus. His real name's Bob Constantine. Really nice guy, friend of the show. He was arrested a couple of years ago for growing cannabis at his house. He was snitched out ostensibly by his neighbor. And, the cops and then undercover task force, New Hampshire Drug Task Force, went in there. They raided his house. They took his plants. They arrested him. And they charged him with a felony for growing or manufacturing, as they call it, narcotics. He went to trial, which is unusual. Usually when somebody gets busted for a drug charge, or for any charge for that matter, most people take a plea deal. Because who wants to go to prison for 3 to 7 years for growing plants? Odds are good they're going to put a plea deal on the table. It's going to be a decent plea deal. Maybe you only have to spend, a couple months in jail or something like that. He refused the plea deal. He went to trial. And during that trial, which I was there to witness, they brought in the undercover cops. Because he was going to trial, so therefore the witnesses against you have to testify. So therefore these undercover cops had to sit out in front of that audience.
They can't wear their little black mask, ski masks.
They tried.
There.
They tried. They actually motioned to allow them to sit up there and testify in ski masks. But the judge did not allow that. What the judge did allow is for the cameras to be pointed away from the witness stand. So there was no recording of them allowed. But I saw them. I know who they are. Should that have not happened? I mean, if it's a bad idea to have trials for suspected terrorists because the CIA agents might be revealed and secrets might be revealed, then it must also be, by proxy, a bad idea to allow these undercover cops to testify. So therefore, anyone who's arrested for a drug crime should automatically go to indefinite detention, right?
Well, also on top of that, I mean, when you look at the Bradley Manning case, the vast majority of the WikiLeaks documents, I assume that Bradley Manning, we're just assuming that he leaked those, the WikiLeaks documents were just garbage, just mumbo jumbo. The United States just, decides that it's, well, let's call this secret. And there's no check and balance on whatever they claim to be secret. So if you're going to allow undercover agents, to not have to testify because, people get drug charges, don't get trials because undercover agents
right,
might have
could
to
be
testify.
Revealed.
But what about regular cops? I mean, we don't want them being put on the stands. Their lives could be, they could be in danger just by getting up there and testifying. I mean, nobody from the government should ever have to go through the danger of a trial.
This is the rabbit hole that this leads down, this idea that that
organized crime could want to knock off the prosecutor. So, I mean,
sure.
For God's sakes, we can't have trials where prosecutors have to actually stand up there and do prosecutions.
You know, it sure would save a lot of money, Mark, to not have to have trials. We could just execute everyone the police arrest. I mean, the police must be right every time they arrest somebody, right?
Well,
I mean, the CIA is right, so therefore the police must be right. Everything the government's infallible. I mean, this is the mentality of these people, people like David, that the government
right.
can't make a mistake.
The Constitution wasn't written by cowards, okay? It was written by people that saw what a government out of control was like. And, sadly, here in the United States, they don't know what a government that is out of control looks like.
Well, they must not be paying attention.
What one looks like.
Yeah, they're living in some sort of fantasy world. Steve is listening in Seattle to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, before I get to my point... you're on Extreme Talk on Saturdays, and you're on America's Talk on XM when?
You're partially right. We're on Extreme Talk Live, 7 to 10 Eastern Time on Saturday and Sunday. And then America's Talk, this is both two different XM channels. Then America's Talk, we are not live Monday through Friday. They carry 2 hours of our show in delay broadcast in the evening. So it's 10 a minute.
Okay, great. Okay,
so, 10 a minute Eastern.
What I want to talk about is a caller that used to be a regular caller, Scott the Pigot. And that's his nickname bestowed upon him by you, I believe, Ian.
Yeah, he didn't claim it for himself.
He doesn't seem to have a problem with it, though. I mean, Scott the Bigot is more than happy to be identified in that way. He's very proud about his bigotry. And I know you want to talk about him, so hang on, Steve. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-453. He's like a phone... like a talk radio addict. He calls different talk radio shows and spouts his hatred.
Tries to tell you how the Jews and the blacks are out to get you.
He's one of those guys. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
On Free Talk Live, we invite you to take control of the airwaves. You may bring up whatever's on your mind or comment on some of the things we've been discussing, like the indefinite detention of human beings. Doesn't matter where they pick you up. They can get you anywhere they want, according to the National Defense Authorization Act, which was passed late last year. Our number here tonight is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Immigration's also been on the table this evening. But again, you can also take control of these airwaves and join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can interact with various different website features, such as our news updates, and get signed up and follow Free Talk Live via email, Twitter, Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the company that brings you the phone lines here. And Jason Osborne of SACL CAI wants to remind you to get your favorite episode of Free Talk Live from the week and share it on Facebook. This is it's a great practice for our, you know, our tried and true listeners out there that want to support the ideas of liberty. Well, share. It's easy. You know, take an episode of Free Talk Live, go to freetalklive.com. You can right-click on it and save the link as or whatever, and go on Facebook, put it right up there for your friends and family to be able to check out Free Talk Live.
You can just click the share button, Mark, and then it's got all the options.
Is that how that works? Yeah. Okay. I know everything about it. Anyway, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They've been supporting us for a very long time. SACL CAI.
We go back to Steve listening in Seattle to XM Satellite Radio. Steve, you were calling in reference to a caller to this program that we haven't heard from in a while, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm grateful to have not heard from him. His name is Scott the Bigot, and he is just a despicable man with despicable ideas. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Scott is a bigot, and he, as you mentioned before the commercial break, he's actually quite proud of it, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's a self-described bigot.
Yes.
But he wasn't totally wrong. And in fact, let me say it the right way. I'm operating on not very much sleep. I don't want to make a fool out of myself here, so I want to say this the right way. He's almost right in one of the things that he says.
What's that?
And it's one of the things that you kind of busted his chops about, I think. He would call his, one of his frequent statements is that he calls the U.S. government the Zionist occupied government. And that isn't that. Yeah, that's not exactly right, but it's not that wrong, because Zionism is just the belief that particular piece of land belongs to the Jewish people, no matter what. And it is true that there are our government is just absolutely filling to the brim, or I shouldn't say our government, the government, the U.S. government is filled to the brim with Zionists. Barack Obama is a Zionist. George W. Bush was far more of a Zionist. Michelle Bachmann is a self-described Zionist. There are Zionists all throughout the government, and that's not a racist thing. I mean, a Zionist will tell you he's a Zionist. It's not a bigoted or racist thing.
Well, most of them won't use the term. I'm not familiar with most people using the terminology Zionist to describe themselves in that particular way. They'll just say that Israel is an important U.S. ally and needs to be supported or something like
for
that.
Politicians,
usually when people throw that word around, it's like a red alert. Whoop, you've got yourself a bigot.
Right. I mean, it is. Right. You gotta be very careful when people start using the term Zionist. And I agree with if you use the narrow definition of what a Zionist is, then you know, fine and dandy. I'm with you and I'm agreeing with you. But you know, if you talk to Scott the Bigot, he did advocate taking the Jews and putting them on Madagascar. Yeah. And so you've got people that, like me, that don't believe the United States should be sending foreign aid to any country, Israel included. But, I mean, I'm not singling out Israel. I'm only saying of the 200-plus nations in the world, none of them deserve U.S. tax dollars, U.S. citizens' money that has been stolen from them and given to other leaders in other countries. I don't think that's fair. And then you've got somebody who's on the complete other side of the issue that wants to take all the Jews and put them in Madagascar, and that's just nutty.
Or in ovens, right? And the thing is that the anti-Semite hammer has been used so often. And Ben Stein, the TV guy, the Visine commercial guy, famously used it against Ron Paul on the Larry King show. And all Ron Paul said was that we didn't have any business messing around over there in the Middle East. And Ben Stein said, "Oh yeah, you know, that's the same old anti-Semitic arguments." That we've been hearing for all these years, and
there are people on the other side of the issue that says if you do not support the foreign policy that I support, i.e. that of Israel, you are a bigot. They'll absolutely,
right, exactly.
they'll do it. They'll throw it around, and they're just bigots from the other side. And this is true on many issues that people try to throw around the race card.
Steve, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Andrew, listening in Pennsylvania to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Andrew.
What's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
I was calling about that. I was listening to you guys the other night on one of your reruns about the New Jersey texting law.
Yeah, they're going to ban, they are banning, and I think it was Fort Dix, New Jersey, walking and texting at the same time, or walking and using any sort of electronic device, because obviously they don't know if you're texting or playing a video game, but yeah, that's what they're going to do. It's an $85 ticket. Excuse me, they already did ban that, and so they've already written, I think, well over 100 tickets at this point.
See, my curiosity to that is, if I'm wearing a seatbelt while I'm walking or a safety helmet, would I still get a ticket, you know? Because that's basically what they're saying, you know, I might as well market an 8-point harness that you can walk around in and you won't walk out into traffic.
It's a dangerous world, my friend. That you cannot be too safe.
I love to giggle when people hit the poles or fall into ponds or whatever because they're so wrapped up into their little world of texting.
Well, right, and the government people are saying they're doing this for your own good, that you need to be fined $85 every time some officer sees you looking down at your hands, some electronic device in your hands, as you're walking, because you just wouldn't be able to make rational decisions on your own. You have to be fined to teach you a lesson, because walking into a pole isn't enough of a lesson on its own. The government needs to get some money from you in order to truly teach you how to behave in public.
Yeah, it's not a lesson. I mean, look at drunk drivers. You look at people that get DUIs. There's people that get DUIs constantly.
That's true. If you get one DUI, odds are good. You're going to get another DUI. Anything else you want to say tonight, Andrew?
And a couple callers ago, there was a lady that was talking about the military and whether or not they fight, you know, American troops. You know, I was a prior Marine, and if they told me, hey,
You may be listening to XM, but you can't get away with that on broadcast radio, and this is a show that is on across broadcast stations. Sorry about that.
Yep.
I think he was going to say he wasn't going to do that, though, that he wouldn't shoot his neighbors.
Good.
I believe that's what he was going to say, but we have to speculate now because he used the S-bomb. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, it's a normal part of everyday life. It's hard to go through life in the United States in a week and not hear the S-bomb. I mean, I don't care how rigid you are. This is in your beliefs or whatever. This is a word that people use. I don't use it on a regular basis, but the reason I choose not to use it on a regular basis,
you don't want to be in practice with
I
it.
Don't want to use it, accidentally use it on the air. There are a few words that you simply cannot use on the radio, and I choose not to use them, generally.
855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Hey, and if we get a chance coming up here tonight, a male student has been suspended from his, I believe, high school for wearing a skirt. Yep, high school. We'll tell you more about that if we get a chance.
Skirt or a kilt.
We'll take your calls here about whatever's on your mind as well. 855-453. Toll-free number 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part. the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition here for you to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. You don't have to be on topic. This is Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And we're live 7 nights a week. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features there, and those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can do all those things for free. cam.freetalklive.com.
If the ideas of liberty are important to you, then there's probably some liberty messages out there that you want to get out to the greater public. Well, a great way to do that is with LibertyStickers.com. You can do it from the back of your car. Doesn't cost much, and everybody who sees it from the back of your car will know what it is that you're thinking. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there at LibertyStickers.com. You can check them all out. I enjoy just going through and reading them. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. As a matter of fact, they'll make custom bumper stickers for your church, your business, your band, whatever you might have there at LibertyStickers.com. And they have wholesale rates for people who have retail stores or, you know, like gun show booths or something like that.
Where do you think we get our bumper stickers made?
It's true.
You want a free bumper sticker? Get an idea of the quality of Liberty stickers? You can go to Free Talk Live's website. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get the instructions on how to get your free bumper sticker right there.
LibertyStickers.com.
Thanks to LibertyStickers.com. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Jason listening in Mississippi. Jason, you're on the road listening via some app on your phone. What app are you using? Just curious.
It's not an app, actually. It's just on your site. I'm on a tablet.
Cool.
So I just turned it down just now. I have it rigged up to an amplifier that you normally use on your computer.
Cool, man. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about, you know, secrecy and NDAA and stuff, and I'm kind of preaching to the choir with you guys, but to these less than genius people that call that it's about America and they never use it on us, and yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's an actual case. I'm going through it. Okay, you've got a corrupt police department, crackhead desperate for money where I used to live. Now, they're hiding behind a certain Mississippi code, and I've read it, you know, going through the laws, that was enacted, you know, to protect confidential informants. Now, what they've done to me, and I'm not the only one. I know of other cases. I'm going to take their little butts to a district federal court in a lawsuit when I'm done with them. Is they had somebody in a tavern when I was minding my own business that I knew vaguely working as a CI that said, hey, I'm in trouble. I need a ride. Could you please give me a ride? And, you know, a female. And I promise I'll go straight home, yada, yada. I said, okay, fine. So I'm supposedly driving her home. The whole thing's a setup. And she's the CI, and I'm not supposed to know this. But
confidential informant.
Yeah, and they pull me over with no probable cause. You know, I haven't done any vehicular violation. And she bails out of the car and takes off like Seabiscuit. He doesn't even care. This is 11 o'clock at night in an unlit neighborhood. You know, I mean, you know, you would never in your right mind do a single vehicle pull over in any ways like that. You know, I was supposedly, you know, until I realized it just set up, you know, looking for a house. She was like, slow down. This is where my house is. Which is all a lie. So anyways, you know, of course, there's probable cause on paper for doing this to me, and I haven't got to the best part yet, is license plate lights out, which aren't true. I just had it inspected a week before when we backed it off the trailer. I bought, had mm-hmm. bought it that week. I'm driving it now. This is about 3 months ago.
Okay.
So, you know, finally after this cop kept harassing me and kept trying to violate my Fourth Amendment rights and do this and get out, and I realized you're trying to plant drugs on me. I'm out of here. Goodbye. See ya. And so I called the cops in the next neighborhood, which are, you know, less than half a mile away. I said, I've got a rogue cop behind me. This son of a bitch is trying to trying to plant drugs on me, and I want some protection. So I had to beat feet to the next district, and of course I got shot in the back twice with a taser, and you know, and then dragged it off to the hoosegow with all kinds of miscellaneous made-up charges.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I can follow where you're coming from here. So you give a lady a ride home from a bar. She's a confidential informant, according to you.
Right.
You get pulled over on some pretense, which is nonsensical, which you know is BS. Then she books it from the car, which, by the way, anybody books from a car that gets pulled over, the cops are going to go after that person unless they're working with them.
Exactly.
And then the cop then proceeds to interrogate you and attempt to – did he get you out of the car? At what point did you leave the car?
I wouldn't leave. I finally started the car and took off.
How did you end up getting tased in the back twice?
Because the other cops had been on phone with 911 the whole time, you know, the 3 minute drive to the next neighborhood, were exactly where I asked them to be out on the highway waiting for me as witnesses. Now it turns out there's a law. They can't interfere with the arrest of the other police, but it's known, you know, throughout the state, you know, that is the most corrupt police force. It's Moss Point Police Department, Mississippi. And they have the judge in their pocket, too. I'm just going through all the things. Of course, she's going to refuse to recuse herself and all that. I lost my previous job because of the stress and had a mild heart attack because of this. But,
So hold on a second. So you were pulled over in Moss Point, but then you ended up driving 3 more minutes?
Yeah, 3 more minutes after I pulled over for him the first time. Because I realized this isn't a legitimate traffic stop. This guy's trying to put drugs on me.
How did you end up pulling? You already pulled over once, interacted with the cop. How did you end up getting to drive away 3 minutes without him shooting you and running you off the road?
Oh,
yeah,
he tried.
A good question.
He tried. What do you call it? A pit move. But I was only going 20 miles an hour deliberately, so he couldn't successfully do it.
Did you drive away from this guy? Was it when he went back to his car to do some paperwork?
No. The third time he came back to my car demanding for a third different reason that I get out of this car, I said, I'm not doing it. That I've got valid insurance. I haven't done any vehicular violations. And the car is just registered. I said, you have no reason to pull me out of my car. I don't trust you. So so I'm not doing it. I said, either write a ticket or go away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I didn't realize it at the time because you only have 3-year licenses. My license had expired 11 days earlier on my birthday or whatever, but that was $20 through the mail to fix the next day after I found out about it.
Okay.
I'm used to 5-year licenses.
So he comes back up, you tell him you don't trust him, and then you just, drive away?
Yep, because he tried to bust out my rear window, and he was trying to plant drugs on me because they've done that to other people. They also had to pay a $300,000 lawsuit 3 years ago.
What do you think the point of this planting the CI was?
It's because they're desperate for money. They can't get enough people for vehicular violations, so they have to create the crime.
But was she trying to buy drugs from you or something like that? I mean, what?
No,
I don't understand why they would need to put it.
She was on the hook for something from them, and promises have been made that she'd make a part of the money. I found out later, too, because I've subpoenaed the bar owner. They get a piece of the action, too. The handler, I haven't got to the best part. The handler, I have the phone records because the woman used my phone for a minute and called the handler. It was the police chief of Moss Point PD who was in the bar at the time. They all split up divvy. And then they hide behind this clause of secrecy that, they stand there and lie to your face, because there's this code that allows them to do that until you take them to appellate court. Then they have to reveal it. But they know 9 out of 10 people are going to be so
They're going to take the plea deal.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going to
take the plea deal.
It's more than 9 out of 10. That's right. Yeah, it's probably like 95 out of 100.
Did you get to the best part yet?
Well, the best part is I'm taking them to district court in federal district court for fraud and for doing this. You know, that's a racket. But
they
did that to a whole lot of other people, too. It's not just me.
But you're probably the only one who's going this far with it.
Well, yeah, I don't have a choice because I don't have the $7,000 usury to pay them off. So I'm doing it. You know, because a DUI is treated like a felony. I own Title III weapons.
They gave you a DUI that night?
They tried. Yes.
Man, that's a
DUI.
Crazy story.
Of course, I had no breathalyzer, no offer for field sobriety test.
You know what, you'd probably be amused if you looked up our friends Pete Nademo from Motorhome Diaries. Look up, search Motorhome Diaries Jones County, and you'll find some.
I read it.
Yeah,
yes.
There's some crazy corruption down there.
I read it 2 days ago. That's how I got some of the code and where to look it up for you.
Jason, thanks. Glad that helped. Keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens with your trial. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for you and your thoughts here. If you get them in now at 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then perhaps you would like to support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And it's $3 a month. Now, that's the price of a hamburger, a cup of coffee. I mean, this is not a whole lot of money, but for us it makes a big difference, because when a bunch of people send in $3 a month, it adds up. And we can take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth it to you, maybe you want to get some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials the regular podcast does. You can also get on board with the amp-only forum and more. Go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. Right now, there are a couple of friends of the show who are currently behind bars. And in fact, Mark, I don't know if you heard this, but our Wednesday night co-host, Nemi, she was arrested last night.
I heard that, yeah.
She was pulled over for driving while suspended, as I understand it, and was taken to jail, bailed out, so she doesn't have to sit in jail for the entire weekend, but that's likely going to have to go to a trial at some point. And these guys up here, you know, New Hampshire may be the so-called free state. Well, there's a lot to do to make it the free state, so we're not quite there yet. It may be the freest of all the 50 states at this point, but that doesn't mean there aren't tremendous problems here, that there aren't incredibly draconian policies and rules. And one of those draconian policies is the idea that if you are driving without government permission, not driving drunk, just driving, that you should somehow go and sit in a jail cell for a year. That's what... I don't think that's what she's facing, because I don't think she's a habitual offender yet. But if you do it three times, you drive while suspended 3 times, 1 year in prison.
And basically, this is this happens to people that are, you know, not making that much money. And we happen to know Nimmy, and you know, I'm not going to say that she's not rolling in the dough by any stretch of the imagination.
No, she lost her job recently.
So I mean, you know, a rich man gets a ticket. Well, he can pay it off. poor right. person gets a ticket. They may not be able to pay it off. They get a suspended license and, you know, have to deal with whatever. And I haven't heard her story. I'm interested in hearing what her story is. But
I know she wasn't driving drunk. She was just driving. And when I was in the jail locally, I met there was a guy in there that was there for a year. More than a year for driving while suspended. He was driving to work. Guys that were brought in for DUI, one of them got 3 days, the other 20 days.
Right.
So the real crime isn't
3 days for DUI, right. a year for driving on a suspended, going
exactly.
to work.
You know, you tell me what the problem is. Seems to me that the real crime is not doing what the government tells you to. Oh, it's no big deal. You go ahead and drive drunk, put people in danger, 20 days. But if you're driving to work without government permission, year. And Bo Davis is on the line. He knows this because he's sitting in the same cell block that I was in for a couple of months last year. He's there with our friend Derek J., who's in jail for a bunch of nonsense that doesn't have anything to do with the victim. And Bo, you were put in there for 30 days because, well, you didn't victimize anybody either. They allege that you sold some flowers.
Yeah, actually, I just possessed it. That's what it all came down to in the last court hearing. But, the whole thing with Nemi, that's news to both Derek and I. I hope she didn't have too rough an encounter. But.
By the way, you called on the wrong jail phone because it sounds like absolute garbage at this point. I don't know if you can jiggle the wire or something like that and fix it.
Working on it.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
Is that any better?
Shit. Yeah, actually, it's a little better. Anyway, go ahead.
Stand like that. One leg.
So, well, what's on your mind tonight, Bo?
Well, yeah, I've been thinking when I'm done with all my incarceration and everything, I'd like to get back to work in my field, which is media production and stuff like that. And
well, actually, you're actually under contract right now. You were right before you went to jail. You were working on what I think is an exciting project. I've got to turn you down just a little bit here, so please bear with me. We're going to keep you on the line. Just got to pot it down a little bit. Anyway, the project you were working on was Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a documentary that Derek has been so prolific of an activist, like an out front, you know, kind of publicly visible activist personality, that there's just so much video that has been concocted over the last year of his being here in Keene and being an activist here as part of the Free State Project over at freekeene.com. You can see a lot of that video, but there's just so much video. You and Derek and I, we were talking about this. What can we do? Well, the idea came up about doing a documentary, calling it Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and right before you got put in on your sentence, I would say the video was, what, probably about 80% complete?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, so when you get out, first thing you're going to do is wrap up the loose ends on that video. I'm so excited to be able to present it to our listening audience and everybody else out there because I think you've done a great job. We watched a rough cut of it before you went into jail, and I think it's really exciting. We've got the website up. It's victimlesscrimespree.com, so people can like it on Facebook and you can sign up for emails, and we'll let you know as soon as the trailer hits and as soon as you know the video itself is available, which, by the way, it'll be distributed completely free for anybody that wants to download and watch it. So I think it's a really exciting project, but that's not, you know, I brought that up to give an example of one of the things I know you were doing, but you wanted to get involved in doing some music videos too, right?
Yeah, actually what I'd like to do is kind of put the word out there that I'd like to find some anarchy, peaceful, artists and musicians out there that have written lyrics about whether it's complete liberty, anarchy, screw the tax man, whatever it happens to be, civil disobedience. If you have lyrics like that, I'd like to showcase them and maybe make some music videos and get them out there competing with kind of the trash that's out in the market.
So how, if people have this stuff, if they've got some lyrics that they... So do you want music too? Like you want lyrics and music or you just want lyrics? What exactly are you looking for?
If you've got finished pieces, if you have a finished song, I'd like to go ahead and if it's great and if it's something you're confident with, confident in, and I'd like to go ahead and produce it, you know, as long as it has to do with peace or self-ownership.
Now, are you doing this as an activist project or as a business arrangement?
It can be either. I mean, like, if we look at it and we say this is golden, you know, and like I say, well, I've got some ideas what like to do with this. We can make it real big. I'd like to try and keep the ball rolling and keep being able to produce more in the future. So a business sort of thing would be nice, but
So if people have something they want to pitch to you, how could they get in touch with you? Obviously, you're not going to be able to respond to emails for another 20 days or so.
Right. Free Theagora, FreeTheAgora.
That's cool.
@gmail.com.
What is that, Mark? Free what?
Free the Agora, A-G-O-R-A. Agora means marketplace, open, free marketplace. Free the Agora @gmail.com.
That's correct.
So that's where people can reach out to you if they've got some music that they would like to be made into a video. I mean, you're a pretty affordable guy as far as your rates are concerned, and since this is sort of an activist-y sort of slash business project, I would imagine it's not going to cost somebody an arm and a leg to produce a video from this.
That's right. And also, if you do just have lyrics, I know plenty of talented musicians who are itching to do something either with their guitar or their voice, female and male talent. So please feel free to send that stuff too. I'm not going to steal your stuff. Please just let me know your name and everything, and I'll go ahead and tie that along with it.
Well, maybe what we can do is, when you get out, have you back in here in the studio, and that way it doesn't sound like garbage. Like, this jail phone has been terrible. But maybe we can have you in here and talk more about some of your projects and talk about the victimless crime spree when it gets closer to its actual release date, which I'm hoping it's going to... It sounds like... When's your release date going to be, by the way?
May 30th, and I hope to, the first thing I'm going to do is cut a trailer and then put that out there so
great.
Everybody can see what's to be expected.
Yeah, that'll help get the buzz going a little bit more, too. We've already got almost, I think, 200 likes on Facebook at victimlesscrimespree.com, but we don't even have a trailer yet, just some still photos that I put up there, so it'll be really great to have a trailer. And then I think you said we were going to have it wrapped up by the Porcupine Freedom Festival for sure, right?
That's correct, yeah. Hopefully sooner, and basically what's going to happen, we'll be hopefully airing it for Porkfest.
I've been talking with Jason Osborne from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he is the organizer of the event. I've put in the request. I mean, they already have a bunch of movies that are going to be premiering, including State of Liberty, which is a documentary focusing on the Free State Project. I know they're going to be premiering their film there, and I think they're not the only one. Is Silver Circle doing it too, Mark? Do you know?
I know they've got parts coming.
Okay, so we're probably going to have some features from Silver Circle movie as well. So I'm hoping we can slip our film in. That's still being worked on, but I imagine we'll figure out a way to make it happen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But either way, we're going to premiere it on YouTube. It's going to be available via torrent. And I'm trying to talk to Netflix about it. They're apparently not accepting new movies at the moment, but maybe Hulu. We'll figure it out. It's definitely going to be online. It's definitely going to be free to you to watch. And, Bo, thanks. I hope you're all right in there. It sounds like you're doing well, as well as can be.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call. And next time you call or Derek calls, don't use that phone. Try to put one in the cell block. We'll see you guys, those of you listening, tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.